I got someone we could call. Speed, just trust me on this, okay? Call this number and just say, Mishki wanted me to call and ask if you'd like to be on the air. Hang on a second. Here's the number. Wait. What's the freaking area code? I don't even know what state this is in. What a disaster. This woman sent me this and forgot to tell me what state it's in. It's in Minnesota? Let's see. Dear Mishki, my friend sent me these clippings from his local paper. Oh, the Stuartville Satellite near Rochester, Minnesota. Okay, I need the area code for Stuartville, Minnesota. Okay? I want you to get that. My friend sent me these clippings from his local paper. And now I'm passing them along to you. Is this guy Gary a crazed maniac or what? His phone number is right there in his little ads, although he might have made a better guest in your old time slot. I'm curious if you'd like to give him a call. Anyway, thanks for your show, Carolyn. You got the area code? Okay, then here's the number. 533-69. Okay, call up that guy. He does have some very disturbing ads in the...
What's his name?
Stuartville Satellite, Gary. I don't actually understand any of it, but... Apparently, they have a classified ad section in the paper, and in the miscellaneous category, Gary pays not to sell anything, but just to pass along his wisdom. I don't even know why they allow that. And he provides his name and number at the end of the ad, I guess if you want to call and talk about some of his musings. He seems perfectly insane to me. Okay, what's this? Oh, Ted Turner was in the news today. Oh, Gary's on the line, right? Hey, Gare?
Yeah.
Hi, it's T.D. Mishki calling from AM 1500 KSTP. I saw all your little ads in the newspaper down there. What's the name of that little publication?
Stuartville Star.
The Stuartville Star. And they're the strangest doggone ads I've ever come across. What are you up to down there?
Well, let's just put it this way. When you put everything together, medical and what's forth in this country, the cure's on the table.
Pardon?
The cure for cancer's on the table.
Well, that's what you're into?
You betcha.
Oh.
And we got the cure for it.
What is it?
Right now, when you're dealing with space and the rollback, you better be real prepared for what's coming. Because it works like a spindle off the eyes into the back of the head. And I'm going to put it real point blank. When you deal with space... and you deal with Christianity and evolution, they're all going to cross, and that's where the turmoil comes in.
What?
Yeah.
Say, Gare, on one of these ads it says, the GIA makes her second press release far in the future of freedom and democracy. You must understand the language barrier, which is called gibberish. And to help you understand this, like the freckle or aging spots or sunspots or sustain the word used for gibberish, you need a tonmon and make sure you don't forget the grid lines. You simply could say, are you ready, Montana, for instance? What will happen in the future? East of the Mississippi will be known as the old America, and west of the Mississippi will be known as the new America of democratic freedom.
Correct. Now... take your two upper front teeth and look at the 16th inch lower than the rest of them, which will give you an enamel roll back.
What do you do for a living?
Right now, I was in a bad accident about 20 years ago.
Hit your head?
Yeah, I caught a chainsaw on the right side of the head on a kickback. And they did some surgeries, and one of them went bad for him, and then they ducked under the table. And when the light vision started, I asked him what was going on. The first thing he said, oh, you're mentally ill.
I don't know what the hell they were talking about.
Yeah. And, no, so we had to, and 10 years ago, they did a Shanghai job down here in Homestead County on me, and they did a real good job of it. And then
was it a backyard kind of deal?
What?
Backyard kind of deal?
Yeah, a couple of law officers that I knew had talked with them, and they pulled another one out, says this guy can help you. Well, anyway, I started working with him, and we started getting too close, and they did a Shanghai right in the courthouse saying, oh, you're mentally ill, you're going for a ride.
So what were you doing just prior to the chainsaw kicking back and nailing you right in the noggin?
I was a head foreman at a cemetery up in Rochester.
Head foreman at a cemetery. And then... In that capacity, do you occasionally have to wield a chainsaw?
Well, it didn't have an anti-kick bar on it. And they were building a big mausoleum up there at that time. And we got...
So you were...
What we got into is a workman comp issue.
Sure. So you're building a mausoleum.
Yeah.
Say it's a Tuesday afternoon. You're building a mausoleum with a chainsaw. And the thing kicks back, and how much of your head did it take out?
136 stitches on the right upper jaw, just missed. Okay, if you had placed a...
Did any...
hard to explain on the phone, but it took the upper lobe, just missed the... it took the outside lobe of the... about a fourth inch back.
Did it take any brain?
They said it didn't, but it took the, just missed the central area, but it hit the, what would be called the cornea rim.
So the damage to the brain was done when they were operating?
The brain is, she's solid, the brain is solid state, okay?
Solid state, but you said when they were operating they goofed up or something.
Yeah, they put a steel plate in, and somehow they didn't get it exact, and you got what was called chronic pain. So they took the plate out, and when they took the plate out, there was a piece of cartilage that was attached to the screw that went upward.
Huh?
Yeah.
Huh.
I mean, it's hard to talk to you on the phone and explain this. I could explain it real fast, less than 30 seconds, face to face.
Yeah, my boss is shaking his head in the other room saying, don't do it, Tommy. So what do you do to pass the time these days?
I'm working for a cabinet company, and I'm doing their hauling for them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And,
then you do some writing, it sounds like, and place ads.
I've got a work comp case tied up in the appeals court of Minnesota.
All right. You ever corner anybody in a bar and just start passing along some of your thoughts to them?
Yeah, we talk occasionally here and there.
Mm-hmm.
And the biggest interest we've got going right now is called the bleach white hairs.
Uh-huh.
And those will leave kind of like a bleach spot on a person. But we've got one real good one going now on the left side. And when it's done running, it'll be the formation of an oval on the left shoulder.
Gare, do you know any songs?
No, I know a few good ones.
Would you sing one?
I can't sing. I'm a frog underwater when it comes to singing.
All right. Okay. Well, it was good talking to you.
Okay.
Thanks for your time.
Yep. All right. Bye.